Thank you, Madam Chair, and I'll do my best to be quick. So first, with Article 11, we agree that use is effectively prohibited by the convention, and we are prepared to reiterate that appropriate language in the preamble, the Solemn Declaration, and Article 1. We can also agree to retain paragraph 72, 73, 74, which recall Iran's proposal to amend the convention to include use. We do not agree, however, to the proposal to amend the convention or the additional paragraphs that are here. We believe this fails to recognize that states' parties have repeatedly affirmed that use is effectively prohibited. Turning to Article 12, if I may, I have three topics to comment on. The first is S&T, or Scientific and Technological Review. As my delegation has previously stated when talking about the cross-cutting issues, we believe that a scientific advisory process should be established by this review conference. We think we are close, that we can do this, and that we should. In that regard, we think that the proposal from the Russian Federation in paragraph 77 does not go far enough. I hope this conference cannot merely support such a process to be determined at some undefined point in the future, but that it can recognize the need for one now and decide to establish one. With regards to the proposals to focus on scientific review on only Article 10 of the convention, my delegation believes that these proposals are too narrowly scoped. We believe that scientific and technological review should take into account the developments relevant to several articles of the convention, including Articles 1, 2, 3, 4, 7, and 10. And perhaps, Madam Chair, to help you streamline, we could simply list all of these articles that can benefit from scientific advice and scientific information here in Article 12. Finally, we believe that the specifics of which issues a scientific advisory process should consider is really better discussed within the context of the decision to establish a scientific advisory process rather than in the article by article text. For the next topic, taking meaningful action during the intersessional process, my delegation has proposed language to provide more clarity on this matter, and I won't reiterate it here. I do want to convey, however, that the United States cannot accept the language proposed that says the review conference is the only forum to make substantive and procedural decisions. There is no basis for such a statement, and it does not accurately reflect the practice of the BWC over the years. Further, as explained many times already, we will not accept language that suggests there is agreement on a protocol. And the last topic underneath Article 12 has to do with gender balance. This is last, but certainly not least. We take note of President Bencini's efforts to ensure not only a geographic, but a gender balance within the General Committee, as reflected by the fact that the women chairs the drafting committee and the committee of the whole, and that 4 out of the 5 facilitators are women. In this regard, we support Panama's proposals to promote equitable participation of women and men in the decision-making process, including a gender-balanced BWC bureau, and actively support participation of women in their delegations, including through the sponsorship program. Further, if states' parties do decide to establish a scientific advisory process, my country would support its composition having a gender balance. And Madam Chair, if I may say, personally, being a scientist and a woman myself, this is also an issue that I personally see great value in. Finally, turning to Article 14. Madam Chair, my delegation can accept language from the 8th Review Conference final document as appropriately updated, and we believe that the proposals from the Iranian delegation largely match this language, so we should stick with the language from the 8th Review Conference. I thank you, Madam Chair.